Federal prosecutors have charged 50 people, including coaches, prominent business leaders, and parents, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, in an admissions bribery scheme to get their kids into top colleges and universities. Here's Andrew Lelling, U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts.
This case is about the widening corruption of elite college admissions through the steady application of wealth combined with fraud. There can be no separate college admissions system for the wealthy, and I'll add that there will not be a separate criminal justice system either.
Fred Tice of member station WBUR is in the studio with us. Fred, Lelling called this the largest ever college admissions scam that the Justice Department has prosecuted. What are the alleged crimes?
So the formal crimes are racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, obstruction of justice, conspiracy to commit tax fraud, mail fraud, and wire fraud.
Rather. Okay, but it boils down to bribing college officials to say certain students were going to compete as athletes when they weren't, helping people cheat on exams?
Yeah, exactly. So it would work in two different ways, right? You had allegedly pay the chief player in this scheme, William Singer, who was a California college admissions advisor, with paying, and he would get people to take tests for your kid. Mm. And he said that allegedly said that he would tell his clients that they could decide how much their kid wanted to score, should score on an SAT or ACT, and then his professional test taker, he had one particular test taker allegedly, would get more or less that test score for you. But then the other thing is that he was allegedly bribing college coaches, right? At least nine colleges and universities, and pay those college coaches, and then those college coaches would have a number of kids that they could take in for their sport in college and recruit them, and this would say that these were recruited athletes. But in fact, a lot of these kids never even played the sport that they were recruited for.
It includes, for instance, the former head coach of the Yale women's soccer team. Look, this William Singer is charged with taking about $25 million between 2011 and 2018 and paying these bribes. He had a fake charity to launder some of this?
Yeah, so here's the charity part worked this way. You would donate the money allegedly to him. You give the money to him. He would donate, give it to the college coaches. The coaches would give some of the money to the programs at the colleges and universities, but there was also a charity that allegedly helped underprivileged kids, and then the parents could allegedly write off those bribes as tax.
Well, of course, the U.S. attorney is pointing out that it's those very kids, the underprivileged kids, who lost spots in colleges because of this. Lori Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC on the crew team, even though they don't row. What's going to happen to the kids?
They're not going to be prosecuted. Andrew Lelling said today they are not going after the students.
Yeah. Well, look, a lot of people are asking, how is this any different from people who donate buildings to get their kids into school?
Well, somewhat, right? I mean, it's bribery.
And it's going to start a real discussion. Fred Tice, reporter at WBUR, looking at today's announcement from the U.S. attorney here in the District of Massachusetts. 50 people are being pulled in this, what they say was a scam to get kids into college. Fred, thank you.
You're welcome.